Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 22, 1804, day 70 of the expedition. Camped above the River Platte 9 miles so that the party could have some shade. The journals, if read without some explanation of terms used by Lewis and Clark and without footnotes about locations, can make for some very dry reading. Some readers say the journals give very little interesting information about their journey. Gary Moulton and his research about the expedition have contributed to the popularity and thrill of reading the journals. Our narration relies heavily on Moulton's works, and all journal excerpts are taken from Moulton's 8-volume edition of the journals. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"Set out very early with a view of getting to some situations above, in time to take equal altitudes and take observations, as well as one calculated to make our party comfortable in a situation where they could receive the benefits of a shade. Passed a large sandbar opposite a small river on the larboard side at 3 miles above the Platte, called Pepion or Butterfly Creek. Passed a sandbar and Willow Island opposite a creek 9 miles above the Platte. Came to and formed a camp on the starboard side above a small Willow Island and opposite the first hill which approached the river, this being a good situation and much nearer the Otoe's town than the mouth of the Platte. We concluded to delay at this place a few days and send for some of the chiefs of that nation to let them know of the change in government, the wishes of our government to cultivate friendship with them, the objects of our journey, and to present them with a flag and some small presents. Captain William Clark, July 22, 1804.
The party is planning to meet Indians for the first time, and Lewis is preparing a speech and greetings, as requested by President Jefferson. The greeting is to inform them of the father in Washington, the new government, and the desire of friendship with all of the Indians. Captain Lewis gave the same message to all of the Indian tribes that they met along the way. Tomorrow, searching for the Otoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.